I am rolling.
Okay, all set?
Yeah.
I'm joined now by Worcester City manager, Carl Healy. Carl, your team created the majority of chances tonight, but failed to score, beaten by a sucker punch 5 minutes from time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's disappointing to finally lose, but it's always going to happen. And, you know, we've had a lot of exertions and, you know, games coming thick and fast. And, you know, there was always going to be one that it was a scrappy game, bobbly surface, horrible windy night, and it was not much quality in it. And I thought we were the better side for the majority of the game. You know, we created the chances, but you've got to take them, and we didn't do that. And then they've got a double ricochet and it's dropped to him, and the lad stuck it away. So, yeah, it's disappointing to get beat, but we've got to just move on from it now. You know, we've been terrific for many months now, and we've got to get back on it again on Boxing Day.
There's lots of positives to take from today. Your team held their own against a team from a higher division, and I heard Neil Aspin afterwards saying that he thinks your side will be pushing for promotion this season.
Well, you know, that's a positive out of this. We, you know, I don't think us or Halifax, it's a terrible night to have to play 23rd of December. It's ridiculous, really, but, you know, neither of us needed a replay. But the positives we have to take from it now, we're in a good position in the league, and we've shown some good quality, and we look a match for most teams in our division, and we've got to try and push on now and get ourselves in the playoff places.
Last season's player of the season, George Williams, has moved to Barnsley. You must be sad to lose him, but proud at the same time.
Well, George will be a big loss to this football club, but, you know, we're a Conference North team, and the lad's moved into the full-time game. He's moved into League One, and, you know, it's every schoolboy's dream, isn't it, to be a pro footballer, and George's, you know, that's come true for him, and we've played a part in that, giving him the chance, and obviously particularly the work that Matt does in the development side, he's come on leaps and bounds and deservedly got his move. So he goes with our best wishes. He's been a great player for this club, and as I say, I hope he kicks on, and I think he'll go again from Barnsley. I think he'll play at a high level than that.
Will the club benefit if he does?
Yes.
Good. Okay, just want to ask, obviously George Williams was part of that amazing run that your team's been on for the last month or two, along with a few others. Do you think you can hang on to them, or will others follow George out the door?
Well, you know, you don't know. Ultimately, none of them are going to be going out on trial. We don't need to do that. They'll get their offers. If people want to sign them, that, you know, they'll have to come and meet our valuation of that player. And if that is done, it's the same with George. They'll go with our best wishes. But a lot of that's out of our control. They're good players and they're doing well. Whilst we have them at the club, it's great. But if we lose any of them, then we have to move on. And you know, we're already working on the next batch of lads that we think have got the ability to come in and develop.
There's no time to dwell on defeat tonight. Hensford Town at home on Boxing Day.
Exactly that, yeah. You know, it's been last week's game, and then the win on Saturday, and again game tonight, and another one on Friday. We've got no time to dwell. You know, we dust ourselves down. There's a few knocks, a few bangs, but, you know, we've got a few changes we can make, and we'll be raring to go again on Boxing Day.
It'll be the first time that you might face Tom Thorley, but the team's changed a bit since he left.
Yeah, it's changed a hell of a lot. You know, I still keep in touch with Tom. He's one of those lads that you never lose touch with, and when you see him, you know, he's just like he's never been away. He's a super lad, but he's a Hensford player now. I'm sure he's looking forward to coming back here and playing against us. But, you know, he's part of the Hensford team that we're hoping we can bounce back and beat.
The next game is part of this run of four games in 8 days. That must be quite a challenge for you as a manager.
It is a challenge, but, you know, it's more challenging for the players, because they're the ones having to keep pulling the shirt on and run around. And, you know, it's been many years since I've had to do that, thankfully. But, you know, there's no respite from it. They keep coming, and, you know, but we've got a lot to look forward to. We've put ourselves in a super position in the league, and we've got to dust ourselves down, forget about tonight, move on, and try and get another 15 games unbeaten.
Well, have a great Christmas, and I'll see you on Boxing Day.
You too. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.